Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello and welcome to Morning Shenanigans.
It only took one try.
No, that was like the second try.
Welcome to our 100th episode.
And by that we mean first.
Guys, I would just like to thank you for 1 million subscribers.
1 million subscribers. Let's see, where do we see ourselves in a year? We're going to be successful.
We're all going to own Ferraris.
All of us. And they're going to be like purple, pink, and yellow. I have the purple one. And then,
Obviously.
And then, yeah, we're going to be like millionaires.
I don't like yellow.
But before we get into that, you don't know who we are. So, Jack, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I am Jack. I am the pessimistic one of the group.
Yes. He is the reason why we didn't have this podcast out a month ago.
Yeah, I only work like 30 hours a week. It's fine.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm Jack. I'm the tech guy. I have the computer. I have the mic. Yeah. Dominic.
It's a communal mic.
It's pretty cool.
Do I get to go now?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I'm Dominic. Recognize my voice. You'll be hearing it a lot because I can get loud. I'm the Hispanic one of the group. I don't have any other...
I'm white, by the way.
No. That's... I was going to say something. Never mind.
This is live.
Yes, I know, but we can still edit stuff through the magic of...
Shut up.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm done. There's nothing really left to say.
And hi, I'm Dale. I don't know. I'm the one...
He's kind of the... He came up with the idea to start the podcast.
No. I didn't count Dominic came up with the idea to start the podcast.
No.
But
no.
I was the person that kept getting people together. I was the person who got pestering Jack to hurry up and come so we could do the podcast.
I remember it a completely different way. This is how I remember it. Order of...
Hold on. We're going to get there and more in this episode. But, so let's see. The podcast.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me a question.
No, I'm not going to ask you a question. That's later. Order. But, so yeah, we're all friends. We all go to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and I are juniors. Dominic is a sophomore.
I'm young. They're old.
Yes, very old.
We are at his house right now. Sitting in a little playhouse that was built.
No, undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location. Area 57, we'll call it. And
don't storm us.
Definitely not a playhouse in Dominic's backyard that we renovated. And by renovated, I mean we put
sound cubes on the wall.
And paintings and signs, and now it's our podcast room.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
We love it.
As you can hear by what we're saying, it is a very nice room.
It is very nice. We love it so. So, to begin, we'll talk about the origins of the podcast. And also, really, our bond is a trio. So, Dominic, would you like to tell us from your perspective?
Are we each going to give our own perspective?
I mean, we'll jump in, but, like, you can start since, like...
So, it was a dark and stormy night. I just finished acting in our most recent play of something. Actually, this is, like, the... Whatever. They drove me home because my parents forgot about me.
It was theater club.
Not really.
I took Dominic home.
My parents are nice people. If they're listening, I love you. Okay, but this is like the third time they took me home or something. I'm just starting to get to know them. And what I'm not used to, because normally when people take me home, they take me straight to my house. We don't talk the whole car ride, and they drop me off. Dale and Jack, however...
We don't go like that.
They eat. They eat, and then my mom gets angry.
After school.
Every day.
Every day.
And so we go to Nukes.
We don't go to Nukes every day.
No, not Nukes.
We went to Nukes this time.
I would prefer we go to Nukes more often. They have great breadsticks, and I know the person. And I know
that the pay next.
I know the person. I know the person who owns this Nukes. They're in my class. Well, their son is in my class.
Yes.
I've never actually met the person, but so we're in there. We each order our stuff, and so basically this is the scene. I'm eating a pizza with a fork.
And I was eating soup
backwards
with a spoon.
I was eating pizza with a spoon. The pizza was backwards. It was going in my mouth.
And I was eating soup with a fork. That's what it was.
And I was eating mac and cheese with a knife.
It was, and then some random person, whatever.
What's her name? Okay, so we were doing it because we were just kind of joking around. And then this person I knew was there randomly.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't ask. I'll ask in post. But, whatchamacallit? Yeah. I've met her like a couple times, and she was like coming from an etiquette class, and I thought that was really funny. So we just kind of started mocking her by eating our food very poorly.
She didn't notice.
No one in the whole restaurant, including her, ignored. Everyone ignored that Dominic was eating.
We got our food
pizza with a spoon.
We got our food at staggered times, so I think I was the first one to get it with Dale, and literally, we all started eating funny. Each time the waiter came over, they said nothing, and I was so confused because I mean, we didn't even get a look. It's like they see this every day.
Yeah, but then we started talking, all of us. And, like, we were, like, laughing. It was really fun. And then we got into the car, and we were like, bro.
What if we start a podcast? That's not how I remember it. Can I say my version of how I remember it?
Sure.
I remember Jack. Jack.
Oh, boy.
We were sitting there, and Jack was, for some reason, saying, like, this is why we should do a podcast, because we were just talking. And then Jack just kept going on about how he wanted to do a podcast. And then Dale was like, and then at first, none of us were very enthusiastic, and Jack was just, I remember this.
Wow, it's like completely flip flopped.
What?
You used to be the person that wanted to do the podcast.
I remember it this way. This is how I remember it. I don't know if I just remember wrong.
I feel like both your memories contradict me. The thing is that
I definitely feel like that may have been.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's wrong because I've been the person in all of the texts and everything. Like, I won't respond to anything in the group chat for like a month at a time. And then out of nowhere, I'll just be like, hey, you guys want to come to my computer build tomorrow?
Yeah, so we're actually building Jack's PC. We're watching today, actually.
Yeah.
When's today?
I'm very bad with my financial decisions.
Well, he works like 36 hours a week instead of doing a podcast.
And yes, that's true.
He does
so,
make money
but
as a
if
lifeguard.
This podcast kicks off,
we're dropping out of school.
No. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll discuss it later. But, totally dropped out. But, yeah. We're driving home, and we're just like, we didn't stop talking the whole car ride home about this podcast.
No, this is what I remember.
Oh my god.
Again, I'm gonna butt in. I remember I didn't really say much during this whole discussion. It was kind of you and Dale going at it. And then I think it was Dale who said it. I was like, you know, I don't know if Dominic is too on board with this podcast or whatever.
Because, like, this was still
when we were, like, just becoming friends. So, at this point, Dale and I, we had, like, talked when it was just him and I in the car. We would talk about how...
So, Jack and I know each other. We've known each other for, like... Well, Jack and I have been friends for, like, since we went to high school. So, that's been, like...
Seventh grade.
Since seventh grade, middle school. And then Dominic and Jack have known each other since they were, like... PK.
But we were never
not,
really,
not
really
specifically
friends until
good friends.
Yeah. Like,
mutual.
Last December.
Continue. But I have known him.
Continue.
But I remember Dale and I just talking in the car. And we literally just talked about how, I mean, we still thought that Dominic was just being
nice. Yeah, we still didn't know if Dominic liked us.
We had no idea if he actually liked us or if he was just being nice.
If he was just like, these people are giving me rides, man, so I gotta be nice.
Free. My mom won't pick me up, so it's either that or live at the school.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so we didn't know if like we were like being too much, and we were like, let's all three of us start a podcast together.
We're gonna go on road trips.
We're gonna go on road trips. You know, we're gonna be best friends for friggin' life.
And I was sitting in the corner of the car, kind of scared, but not saying anything.
Understandably.
But then Dale said something like, I don't think Dominic's too on board with this idea. And that's when I started yelling.
Dominic started yelling about how...
I was yelling, you think I'm not on board with this podcast, blah, 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 blah. And I just started yelling for like 10 minutes straight until I think I convinced them, because we're kind of here now.
Yeah, we are here. Yeah. Something worked along the line.
So, I mean, like the way that it all went was it started at Nukes. We talked about it. And then just over the course of the next, like, month or two,
Nukes
just
monsters.
Every time we were in the car, we would just talk about it and had never, like, fully set in yet. Like, I would go home, get on my computer, and just, like, look up, like, podcasting things.
Yeah, definitely the day after we had the conversation. Mm-hmm. I was, like, Googling podcast stuff. But...
But, like, it never fully became, like, oh my gosh, are we actually doing this? I think until, like, maybe the start of May.
Yeah.
Because that was... Maybe before that.
That's when I ordered the sound cubes.
Yeah. No, it was whenever we started getting all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, literally...
Like, I brought
in... It's when we got the table and the chairs and then set up the mic.
Yeah.
And we literally were all sitting here like, wait, this is happening.
Like, we made the group chat.
That was a couple months
ago. And then we were figuring out where we wanted to do it. And then we all met up at Dominic's house and we found this. And it just worked.
It worked out.
Yes.
It was very perfect. And it's going to be great.
Hopefully. Not hopefully, definitely.
Definitely.
Ignore what I said.
But yeah, that's kind of how we
That's
all,
the origin story. That's the origin basic, story. We might go into more detail. Literally, throughout any other episode of the podcast, I might randomly throw in a fact. Like, hey, it was cheese pizza I was eating. Not just any old pizza. I always get cheese pizza. Literally, it's sad. So, they have like 100 things on their menu, and I always get the same thing, which is just a... kids cheese pizza.
And I get
it's
a
not
five
even kids.
Cheese pizza.
And I get...
I
vary.
Wait.
I'm interested.
I think it might have been the five cheese pizza I eaten. Because I remember it tasted different. Was it the one I remember I got
come
it
on.
Once, though.
Come on. Once. Come on, Dominic. But yeah, on our podcast that has taken us so long to get ready, we're going to talk about like a bunch of stuff, you know, tell some stories.
Yay.
You know,
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to tell some stories... I don't know. I think we might get deep a few times.
It'll get real. It gets real.
It might
real.
Get real a little bit.
It gets real.
We're already making sacrifices for you guys. You guys can't hear it, but we're sweating.
Yes.
Because
so much.
This
yes.
AC, the little place we're in does have AC, surprisingly, even though
it has an AC unit hanging up on the wall.
Yes, it's
but
curious.
But other than that, there's no holes to the outside.
And in order for, you know, for you guys to actually hear
for
us.
For the listening experience
yes.
that is this podcast.
We turned it off, and now we are literally losing weight by the minute.
By the
I think
by
I've
the
lost
pound.
12 pounds of
By
water
the
weight.
Pound. We're losing pounds per minute. But yeah, bunch of stories, a little bit of real, you know. Maybe rate some movies every once in a while, you know. What movies are coming
Go
out?
Go see Endgame.
Go
Not
see
Lion
Endgame
King.
Part
Not
3
Lion
when
King.
They release even more cutscenes.
Not Lion King.
Lion, okay, off topic kinda, but the Lion King live action, but it's not live action because it's all not real animals, wasn't that good. But anyway,
don't want to trigger anyone.
The only thing good about it was Chance the Rapper
grazing as an antelope.
That was the best part. I love that part.
I still haven't seen the movie, so I'm just speaking from outside experience. I might love it. I might be that 50 something percent. That, like, said they loved it, but might have lied, because it was, like, audience
like,
review.
I feel like a lot of people only liked it for the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a childhood classic.
Yeah. Disney is definitely, like, falling down.
It is definitely, like,
the
nostalgia.
Only movies that they've made for the past, like, year,
it's
it seems
been
like.
Remakes.
I don't
just
think,
been, like, remakes.
It's not that they're falling down, it's just that they're lazy.
But
yeah.
Now you see,
they don't
want to
spend the time
and
effort.
Mulan.
Yeah, they've made Aladdin.
That's Aladdin...
Lion King, Mulan.
Maleficent isn't really a remake, but it's like going back to.
Yeah,
like
they're making another
yeah.
one, and they're just
that one's,
they keep on mooching.
They're
off
not doing
of
new
stories.
Ideas.
Yeah,
yeah. And then with the Mulan, I'm curious because mm-hmm. in Mulan, like with animation, it was like yeah, you can make Mulan look like a dude.
Yeah,
but like now she's very obviously a woman.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how she's gonna.
I
want to
say something.
It's either gonna look stupid or.
About the Mulan, which I absolutely hate. Is from what I've heard.
What?
It is a live action remake of the cartoon, but this live action remake doesn't have any music. They're literally just making an action movie.
Really?
Yes, there's no music apparently at all that's gonna be in Mulan. They're taking out all the songs, and it's literally an action movie.
I didn't do that.
You know what? I love me a good musical.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That's why the only reason
I can't
went to
deny it.
Disney.
When I saw Lion King, I forgot there was music. So like they just started singing like, what was the first song? Like I just can't wait to be king.
Yeah, that one.
That's like mm-hmm. I was just
yeah,
like
I
oh.
always forget.
Like the music is really good in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like it's jams, but like the story is just it was rushed.
They did that with Aladdin too.
I did not watch Aladdin.
No.
I thought Aladdin was pretty good.
I like,
but.
It felt so rushed.
I feel like what Disney's doing is they're getting big names like
mm-hmm.
to play their characters.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. But when you see...
Can we say Will Smith?
We can say Will Smith.
Okay, I just make sure.
But when you see Will Smith, you're not seeing Genie, you're seeing Will Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I saw The Lion King, Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, was Simba, and I only saw Childish Gambino talking to Beyonce, because Beyonce was Nala.
Yeah.
And it was like, when you get too many big names, mm-hmm. you forget the character they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, they need to more focus on good people. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, getting back on topic.
Big off topic. That was like 10-minute off topic.
We have told a story. We have rated a movie already. So, news, I don't think, you know, we can get newsy sometimes.
Trump. That's it.
Trump.
Next question.
School drama, school tea, without names, of course.
Oh, man. Some serious stuff happened.
I don't know anything that goes on in my
earlier
class.
This week in the drama group chat.
And we're not gonna, and we're gonna leave it at that. And we'll get to it in episode 2.
Because they might hear
this. They can hear it. I don't care. We're not gonna say names. And that's the thesis. Anyway, overall, our podcast would probably be like PG-13, I'd say.
I would say like
PG to PG-13.
I would say PG like 12.
PG 12.
Yeah. Family friendly.
Family so friendly.
If you have a if
we're
you
like,
have a baby
we're above
there.
PG.
Yeah.
But we're not quite at PG 13.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably
if you have a child with you at the moment, just push them out into the other room. Unless you're in a car, which you probably are, just shove them out the door. Don't actually do that. That's
put them
murder.
In the trunk.
That's a much better humane way of doing it.
Obviously.
Yes.
Just kind of turn the AC all the way up and maybe some of it will like insulate into the trunk.
But no, don't do that. Unless they don't like it, then yes, you can do that. I mean, we can't technically give you permission to do that. You have free will, but
we're
you probably will get arrested.
We're not saying that we want you to throw children in your trunk.
Not directly.
But, if you want to.
You can. We can't really stop you.
We're not going to stop you.
We can't make you.
We can't
make you or stop you.
We have no way of doing it.
But don't let your excuse be...
We told you.
They told us to.
Because we're not telling you to.
Exactly.
We just don't care.
Right here on recording, we didn't tell you to do that. We just suggested... Wait, no.
It's really weird, though. On a different note, I'm sorry. I just thought about this. But, that people we know are going to listen to this.
Like, that is a weird thought.
That is a very weird thought.
That's why I'm always so cautious when you advertise it, because I was like, people in my class are going to listen to this.
Well...
But not everyone in my class...
People are going to listen to it. But people aren't gonna listen to the whole thing. I feel like
snippets.
So like, I feel like
unless you're diehard.
Until we start getting like, it depends. If they like this episode, they might watch the next episode.
And what? Like, you can't watch a hearing recording.
Well, eventually we'll upgrade to video.
Yes.
Knock on wood.
YouTube.
If season
you can hear
two.
That, that's wood.
Season two. We're gonna have a video so you can see our faces.
Wait, or,
ooh, I gotta upload the picture on our Instagram.
What picture?
Yes,
we're gonna post right now. So if you're listening right now, we've already posted because as of now, this.
We have no idea when we're gonna upload this.
Yes, this is.
This could come back after we graduate.
Okay, listen to my voice now. If it sounds deeper when you meet me in person, because the person probably watching this know me, then yes, this was recorded a while ago. Let's just say it was recorded. 2017. That's a lie. It's 2019. But no one's here to verify that, so I could say whatever I want right now. And as of now, no one's really saying anything else. So
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm uploading. I'm finishing like cropping pictures and uploading them.
I'm
uploading all of them.
Oh, all of them.
But yeah,
I would have just done one.
If
at
you're
time.
Listening and you don't know us and you haven't heard it already,
my favorite one is
follow
the
us
Musketeer.
On Instagram at morning_shenanigans. On Instagram.
It's public, so you don't even have to ask us to join. You literally can just join.
If you found us on Spotify, you know, just find us on Instagram, and that'll lead you to all of our other platforms. And yeah.
Spotify.
All right, I'm posting it.
Just Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, which is really cool, actually.
It's the
yeah.
Anchor app.
Yeah, the Anchor app.
Anchor
shout
app.
Out to the Anchor app.
Yeah.
Not sponsored yet. Why not? But
they're supporting us.
Yeah, for sure.
Not yet. We haven't posted it. Thanks.
Yeah, we haven't posted it yet. But Anchor's like this really cool app. Just in case
free
gets sponsored.
I'm pretty sure. Is it free?
Oh, it's so free.
It is.
It's so free.
We haven't paid anything yet.
And they just upload it to major
yeah,
media.
They help you get your podcast out.
Do
to
they advertise?
Media. They, I think they advertise for you. But like,
it
you
pay
can
advertise
probably. But still, you can like listen to it. It's like it's very good. to get your podcast out there. So yeah, thank you, Anchor, for giving us an app.
Yay. Actually,
we really appreciate it.
We saw your app and we loved it. Or Dale saw your app and we loved it. Let the mic pick that up or not.
You can just talk.
I was just telling everyone that we've been at 20 minutes.
We're at 20 minutes?
Yeah.
We need like a little sign that counts it down or counts it up. So you don't have to say anything. Just put it right there. Just like, oh, it's been
we can do that.
20 minutes. So yes, please listen. I'm kind of desperate. This isn't any charity
type
thing.
What should the caption say? Sorry we're doing this live, but...
coming at you...
It makes it genuine.
Coming at you... soon? I don't know.
Currently recording...
Because...
Hashtag in the studio.
Pilot episode.
Because...
Hashtag on the grind.
We
hashtag.
Still don't have an intro song. So, if you're hearing this and it's released and it has a song...
That would be pretty neat.
Yes, that's future talk right
there. If
future
there was
talk.
A song at the beginning of this, and there are cool sound effects, like bleeping stuff out.
But it sounds like we're cussing then. Even though we're not, we could do one of those things.
It's a success.
We did try. We had a sample.
We have a sample episode that we never did anything with.
Yeah.
We'll release that one later. In this video.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was...
We've shown... How many people have we
the
shown
the sample video? Was very terribly put together.
Yes.
We had no outline. I pressed the record button. It took us a solid 5 minutes to figure out what we actually wanted to say to introduce the podcast. It did not go well.
Thinking back on it, I kept saying, shout out to... Literally, I said, shout out to... Best of quote, you don't know who that is.
But Best of, okay,
we'll reveal
so,
that later.
Let me just introduce our little studio. So in our studio,
as
we have
can hear.
Various paintings. We have foam studio blocks, things.
Sound panels.
Sound panels.
A soft. Painting of a perverted sun.
Okay.
It's a winky
don't
sun.
Even. Okay.
That sun is
we have,
horrifying.
We have a painting.
Winks at you.
We have a painting of a sun that is winking and smiling
cartoon
at
sun,
you.
Cartoon sun, not realistic.
It's also kind of staring at you. It's in the sky.
It follows.
Okay. It is an amazing painting. My brother bought this when he was in New Orleans, in the French Quarter, brought it home.
This is a French painting?
And it's it's wonderful. There's nothing... It's so good.
You can hear the radiance.
I'm going to grow old with this painting.
I am 80 years old. This will be hanging above... Actually, no. When you die...
This is going in my casket.
If you die. No, not in your casket.
This is going on, like...
You know how when they have, like, pictures of the person around on little things or whatever? One of them's going to be that.
Yeah,
and no one's going to know why unless this goes famous.
Do I do hashtag podcast?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Hashtag on the grind. Hashtag
this is happening in the
park. Hashtag in the studio.
You're not hallucinating. Wait, we didn't even explain who Besequil is. Okay, Besequil is our thrift store dragon.
Yeah, so...
Dominic and I...
How this went. I was very hungry one day, so... We had pulled up into a parking lot. On one side of the parking lot, there was an American thrift store. I don't like thrift stores. I just don't like being in them. And then, on the other side, there was a very nice Mexican restaurant. So I walked to the Mexican restaurant.
I
would
call it very nice.
Okay, it was a Mexican restaurant.
I call it
a car had recently driven into it.
That is true.
Think about that.
A car drove into the building.
Someone committed a kamikaze into a Mexican restaurant, broke through. Like, they didn't, it's not like they hit the wall and stopped. They broke through. There were, like, literal trash bags covering the little hole it made. And we ate there. It was nice.
It was really good.
But anyway.
So I walked into the Mexican restaurant. They walked into the thrift store.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking they would walk in there, look for maybe 5 minutes, and then join me in the restaurant. No. I was sitting in the restaurant for 20 minutes, maybe even 30, just sitting there all alone. And then eventually they showed up. We ate our food. As I was walking back to the car, they were acting a little weird.
This is what we were saying. We were like, just remember, Jack, since we're doing this podcast, random things might happen at random times that you won't expect. Now, we don't know when or where, but it's going to happen. And he was just like, oh, okay.
I was very confused. So I walk back to the car. I always sit in the shotgun of Dale's car.
I sit in the back.
Because I have majority over Dominic, obviously.
I have a little baby seat.
Yeah. So, I look into the shotgun through the window.
And curled up like a snake.
And there is this humongous, probably 10-foot long,
it really
just
is,
dragon snake thing that they bought, probably has asbestos, that they bought from the thrift store, just sitting there.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective.
So Dominic and I walked in.
Yeah, this is me and Dale's side of the story. We walk into the thrift store.
And we go to the back of the building, and there's like this area has like couches and TVs.
And all this other stuff. And at first we were going to take, we walk in, imagine just going straight, and at first we were going to take a right. But then I glance over left, and there's this couch. And on that couch
is
Besiquil,
a giant 10-foot hot pink dragon.
It's a hot pink dragon that looks like a mix between a dragon, a snake, and a horse.
Yes.
The face does. The horse. And it's just scaly, hot pink, a little hairy in the front. It has a snake tongue, dragon teeth. And I was like, can we please get this? And Dale was like, at first, I thought Dale was going to say no, because I don't want to carry that around. We picked it up. Dale didn't, I don't even think Dale asked a question. He literally went over, grabbed it. We just picked it up, and for the rest of the time we were in that thrift store, we stood about 10 feet apart, each of us holding one end, and we just looked around. We didn't get anything else. And we ended up paying $7, I think it was, for this majestic dragon, which you can't see.
I have to take down the post. I messed up the post, and I have to take it down.
How'd you mess it up?
I posted one of the pictures twice. Okay. No one saw it yet. It's okay. It's okay.
We're very good with electronics here.
Of course. The best.
So yeah, so far, we've said like three stories.
This podcast has had very much time to ferment. It has accumulated for a very long time. I think that we started talking about it.
Oh, we already told that story. You're backtracking.
No.
What story? Are you going to tell
No, I'm not going to tell a story.
I think
that we started talking about it in, like, maybe February, March.
And now?
And then now it is.
August.
It's, yeah, it's August.
I want to say July. I hate that it's August. It's like August 2nd.
But it's August, and now we're finally doing something.
Uh-huh.
Took us long enough.
Also, if you hear any background noise,
yeah,
the place we're in, they're destroying our fence and replacing with the new one. So they have a lot of workers just hitting wood. I don't even know if they're doing anything. I think they're just trying to look busy. Hitting wood, as I've said.
Thank you, Jack.
That was an audio demonstration of what
hitting wood sounds like. Now, but if you listen closely, never mind. They just stopped. Perfect timing. They were hitting wood.
Okay, now we are gonna have a 12-minute time of silence.
Oh no, I hate this part.
Shh.
Sorry.
Dom, do a play-by-play. They can't see it.
The what?
Do a play-by-play.
A play-by-play of what?
Of what's happening.
Okay.
They can't see it.
So Dale's being whacked. Jack's grabbing him, putting him in a headlock. He still has his headphones on. He's connected to the recording device.
This is unsettling.
Ah! He's yelling like a barbarian in a thrash. And Dale has just whimpered like a baby pig. And now he's choking and slowly falling asleep.
Peppa, what are you doing?
And he's quoting horrifying kids channels movies. Videos. Listen to me. Okay, now. Oh. He just coughed up. Okay, not to be disgusting or anything, but saliva flew out of his mouth.
Shut up!
And he is now on the floor, and Jack's still trying to whisper for him to go to sleep.
Took care of that problem.
So where were we?
Once again, PG-12.
Where were we?
I think we just upgraded to 13. That was, you know how they have that? Sometimes it's only 13 for the gore and violence.
Guess sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
We don't really have anything lined up.
Next episode, probably, we might have an interview.
But we do really want to try and have some guests.
We
want to
have some special guests. You know, Dominic has a lot of...
We do have Logan Paul, Casey Neistat.
We have a lot of celebrity...
David Dobrik. We have all of them lined up.
I have a famous weather boy.
We have a lot of famous connections.
But actually, though...
We're all being serious, Dominic. But, yeah, so expect some, like, you know, some guest stars. We might have a guest host every once in a while.
If you're in my class, you know what weather boy I'm talking about.
But, yeah. Jack, what time? What time, man?
But don't say that mid. That's rude. It's like you don't like talking to them.
30 minutes.
You can't actually 30 minutes. Hear it.
Yeah.
Are we going for 45? I think we're going for 45.
We really don't know how long we're going to keep the podcast.
It doesn't have to have a length.
Yeah.
It's each episode is different. We have a range between 30 and 45 minutes. We're just going to keep going
until we keep run out of content.
But then how will we even make another episode?
We come up with content for the next episode.
I mean, we've been saving stuff for the talk to talk about. You know?
Trying to think of all so many stories. Now that we're here, I'm drawing a blank.
No, we don't want to start anything now.
Yeah, I think that with this podcast, we really are trying to be completely genuine.
For sure.
Like for this one, we wrote like a small little outline with like single words where it was like story.
Poopcast. It literally says poopcast.
Poopcast.
Yeah. So we're really trying to just make sure that we're not literally writing a script for it.
It's pretty much just...
We want it to go our conversations go.
We think that our conversations that we have while driving and just hanging out are very fun and interesting. And we thought that while we enjoy them, maybe other people will too.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you... You know, if you like this podcast, because I think we're wrapping it up.
No, wait a minute. I haven't been asked my question.
Oh, yeah. We had a fan message
question.
Me on social media.
Just because we posted about the podcast before we actually started recording.
So, Dominic, I have a question
and
for
I
you.
And I almost forgot about it. Yes, what's my question?
Your question is...
Who asked the question? Can you at least tell me that now?
Who is your favorite cross-country teammate?
Dang it, is it...
I
don't know. I can't answer that. Because I love them all.
No, we want an answer.
Is my favorite.
Good answer.
Cross country teammate.
He's not a teammate. He's coach.
You should have gone with.
Okay, you know what a team is? People who work together to accomplish a single. Now, coach,
every step of the way.
He never gave up on me. Literally.
I can't think. Why are you telling me this?
I don't need to hear this. I'm a trained athlete.
I'm a trained esports athlete. What do you think?
But he's there. He's not one of those coaches that just kind of sits on the sidelines yelling. He's literally running with you.
He is
which
there.
I think is impressive.
He runs at you while yelling.
He runs after you. It adds to the intimidation level. So you have to run away from him. So whoever asked that question, even though I have a pretty good idea, even though I can't say the name, so we might have to bleep
he's,
out.
He's probably like four
name.
Or five times
it,
my age. And he's probably outrunning me.
Oh, I
not
thought
the person who asked
I thought
the question.
I was like, no, this is coach. We will not disclose his age. Yeah. I don't even know if he wants me to talk about him right now. But he's the best and only coach I have, actually, because I only run. More on that later, I guess, another episode. It's called the running episode. You'll
Dominic's
find out.
Dominic's a runner.
Yes.
Dale's a gamer. And
tech
I'm a gamer slash scholar in school, okay?
Jeez. I thought you were going to say baller, and I was like, he's on the basketball team, though.
Shut up.
He's the manager.
I am the manager of the basketball team, and I got a Letterman jacket for it, so I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, well, I could have gotten a Letterman jacket for running cross-country in 8th grade.
But
well,
he chose not to.
Did you?
No. Because I didn't want to be that.
Not even on the team anymore.
People made fun of,
very much.
Leave that out for having a jacket. He got him. Didn't he get him when we were 8th grade?
No, it's because it's after 2 years of sport. And
I know.
He started like 7th
grade. He got
grade.
It in 8th grade and he literally hasn't worn it since.
No, he's been wearing it around. I've seen him every time it got cold. All he was wearing is a leather jacket. He was like the only one in his grade. But he's taller. So he looks like he could be in an older grade.
After taking it in, it's up again.
I'm trying to tell a story here. I need to communicate.
Yeah, Dominic and I, both of us used both. Dominic still runs cross country. I ran cross country in 7th and 8th grade. I don't anymore because of an injury, but we had some good.
Okay, just to see what I just saw, since you guys can't see, I just watched.
No, don't tell them. Go to morning_shenanigans on Instagram to find out what the post
is. I don't. You guys will find out what the post is, but this boy over here just liked his own post.
I unliked it. I
cannot believe you.
But I'm going on my personal account and liking posts, so.
Gosh, that's not. Okay. If you've never been on Instagram before, if you're thinking about Instagram, don't like your own post.
No, don't.
It's just.
I never do that.
It's kind of sad. sometimes I'm tempted to do it.
Sometimes you gotta get it started, man.
Because what I've been wanting to do is I want each of my posts to upgrade the last post. So I want to get more likes on the my most recent post than the first post I did. And so sometimes when it's struggling to make that goal, I'm thinking, should I do it?
The Dominic algorithm.
But then I pray. And I don't let Satan overtake me like that. And so then I don't do it.
This has been our podcast.
PG-12.
We're wrapping it up. It's been PG-12. It's been real. It's been fun. Until next time.
We have more to come.
We have more to come. Hopefully this will be a big thing. Because I'm enjoying it already.
We hope.
And it's only been... It's how fun. Many minutes? It's been 40?
It 45? Has been...
Please, 45.
36.
It's hot.
It is.
You guys don't realize how hot it is, but I wanted to hit 45.
Podcast is over. Sure. Donate money. Ask us questions.
Go check us out on Spotify, Instagram, any social media.
The Anchor app. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're having a lot of fun, and we hope to have more fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
We will see you guys in the next episode.